some of the people in Breslau, but it's they nothing of their own other than the introduction, which is beautiful, but it's a collection, all kinds of very special things from like 15 different Sforum of Rabbi Nachman. Yeah, beautiful. We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Evan Ezer, Hilchos Kiddushin, Halacha Gimel, in middle of paragraph Yud Ches. In our editions, it's page 101, the right-hand column, about a third of the way down. In the previous Shir, we started talking about two levels of understanding of Hashem. A general level, a Yediyah Bichlal, concept of believing that there's a creator, recognizing that there's a creator, the world didn't just happen through by two rocks colliding in outer space. That's Yediyah Bichlal. Yediyah Biprat means getting more detail, getting into the details of religion, of Yiddishkeit. We gave an example that when Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai, Hashem said the first two commandments, a positive one and a negative one. Anochi Hashem Elokeich asher hotzeich me'Mitzrayim, I am the Hashem who took you out, that was the positive. Lo yiyeh lecha elokim acherim, do not participate in any others. That's what Hashem said. Our souls left us, we had to be brought back to life. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the other 611, which are a commentary and the full detail on the first two. We mentioned also that the oral Torah versus the written Torah. The written Torah is Yediyah Bichlal. The mitzvah of Tefillin in the written Torah takes up like two lines. And in the oral Torah, in Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, Kabbalah, it's 200,000 pages, just on Tefillin alone. You know, incredible quantities. And now Rav Nosson Zal is expounding and explaining this, and he's going to touch on some very serious yesoidos of Emunah in Yiddishkeit. Ki be'emes ha'koil echod, because in reality, it's all really one. Ushtei ha'yedioi so'elu tzrichim zelo zeh. And these two different aspects of awareness of Hashem, recognition of Hashem, are dependent on each other. Bibichinas, as we find in the formulas that are mentioned by which we understand the Torah, that miklal shehu tzorech liprat, uprat shehu tzorech liklal. There's a generality that needs detail, and there's a detail that needs generality. Ki be'emes shnehem heim achdus poshut b'li hevdel. Because in reality, they are literally one without any separation. Ve'ein echod b'loi chaveroi. And you can't have one without the other. Ki tor shebal peh b'lo tor shebichsav ein eklum. Because for a person to be learning Gemara, or any part of the oral Torah, halacha, kabbalah, without recognizing that all of this originates from the written Torah, from Tanakh, it's nothing. Ki leko midi delo remiza boi raisa. Because the Gemara says about itself that there is nothing in the Torah Shebaal Peh that's not hinted to in the written Torah. And the great tzaddikim were able to find those hints, to be able to look in the Torah Shebichsav and derive everything from there. V'chol dinei Torah Shebaal Peh kulam benuyim al Torah Shebichsav. All of the laws of the that are in the Torah Shebaal Peh are all built on and based on psukim in the written Torah, or extensions of them. V'chein Torah Shebichsav aloi Torah Shebaal Peh gam kein enuklum. And the written Torah without the oral is also nothing. Ki ein yoidin mishum mitzvah mei Torah Shebichsav levad. Because we have no real understanding of any mitzvah by just studying it in the written Torah. Ki shum din mi mitzvah stfilin loi nemar batorah. Because if you look in the written Torah, there is no explanation whatsoever. There's no clear guidance about the mitzvah of tefillin. Rak ukshartom lo yisal yodecho. It just says, bind it on your hand. Bind what? What's it made of? Lettuce and tomatoes? Is it gold? What is it? Don't say. Ve'ein yoidim im al akiboyres im al kafayad. We don't know whether to put it on the muscle, on the upper arm, which we do, or to put it in your palm. Kanira mipshat hakosav. The pasuk uses the words yodecho. The yad is usually the hand, the lower part of the hand. ki bevadai beloy hakabola shel Torah shebal peh loy hayo oile al adas lefarei shukshatem loy sal yedecho al mekoyim hakiboyres daika kamoy shubemes. Because most definitely, without the formulas that are used in the oral Torah to derive the laws of tefillin, we definitely would not have thought that tefillin should be put up here on the mussel. We definitely would have, going on the written Torah alone, it would have been much more obvious to put it on the lower hand. V'chein, and so too, v'hoyu l'toytofois bein einecho. When it says the tefillin should be l'toytofois bein einecho, what is toytofois? There's no such word in the Hebrew language. Lo yhayinu yoidim shemarames al arba abotim. We would not have known without the oral Torah that the word toitofois is a combination of two words, tat and pat. And tat in African means two, and pat in a different language means two. So together, toitofois means four, which teaches us that tefillin is made up of four different parshios, which are put into the four cases. V'chein kol dinei tefillin, and so too all the other detailed laws of tefillin, sheyu shel oyer daiko, the fact that it must be made from leather, utfurin, begidin, and it must be sewed with the sinews of an animal, ukshurin beritzuas, and you use the straps, v'shinin shel tefillin, and the special shins that are on the tefillin shel roish, v'shar dineim, and all the other laws. All of this does not appear in the written Torah. V'chein kol dinei ha-mitzvahs, and so too regarding all the laws of all the mitzvahs. Bevadai yefsher leida shum mitzvah mitorah shebichsav levad. It is impossible to know about any mitzvah just based on the written Torah alone. V'alkein, and therefore, mi shekoifer bedovor echot midivrei soifrim, a Jew who denies the authenticity of any one item in the words of the rabbis, in the words of the Talmud, who apikores lechol ha-Torah kula, is considered to be an apikores, one who denies Hashem completely, one who denies the entire Torah. Kemoi ha-karaim, like the Karaites, shedinom achshov ka'akum lechol devrayim, whom we treat today as non-Jews, 100%, even though supposedly they think that they observe the Old Testament, the written Torah. Kimeachra shekoifrim b'Torah shebal peh, because once they don't believe in the oral Torah, ein lohem chelek gam b'Torah shebichsav. They have no real connection to the written Torah. Because we don't know how to interpret, how to understand anything in the written Torah without the oral Torah. Because you can't have one without the other. And so true, b'hayidiyos hanal, in what we spoke about earlier, the different levels of recognition of Hashem, who gam kein kein, the same concept applies. What we just said about the written Torah and the oral Torah, the same concept applies to yediya bichlal and yediya bifrat. Ki yefsher leida mimenu yisporach afilu bichlal ki im al yedei ha-Torah v'amitzvois shein bechinas yediya protius. Because it's impossible for a person to think that they have recognition of Hashem without the specifics of the Torah, without knowing what Hashem is all about, which you only know when you look into the Torah and the mitzvahs, which are called Yediya Protius, V'chein Lehepach, and the same thing works the other way. Yefsher lahasig shum hasoga b'chinas yediya protius, it is impossible to really understand and appreciate anything in the Gemara, in the Halacha, in the Oral Torah, kiim kishechoizren b'chol eis l'b'chinas yediya b'chlal, unless the person is always reminding himself that this is all about Hashem and faith in Hashem. We mentioned in the previous year, there are people that get so involved in Gemara and Halacha that they could end up not mentioning Hashem for a couple of months. And then they remind themselves, oh yeah, this is all about Judaism. I forgot. I got so involved in Torah, in the Halacha, in the details of Halacha, I forgot completely about Hashem. Shehu bechinas shleimus so emuna bechlal kanal, meaning that we're referring to complete, pure, simple faith on a general level. V'alkein, and therefore, ikar ho emuna b'shleimus ein zoichin kiyim Yisrael al yedei shemekayimim ha-toyra v'amitzus. And therefore, the only ones who really have faith in G-O-D, no matter what the rest of the world wants to say, is only the Jewish people who fulfill the Torah and mitzvahs. They study about Hashem, and they live the Torah and mitzvahs. Avol ha'akum, whereas the other nations, afal pi sherubam kekulam ma'aminim bichlal belekuse vartusi isporo. Even though the majority of them also believe in a concept of G-O-D, in a concept of Hashem, a creator, kizeh hakoel moedim, because that's something that every reasonable, rational, normal person sort of agrees to and admits. Avol afal pi kein, however, despite that, ein emunosom shleimo kamo Yisrael. We cannot refer to their faith as faith the same way we use it about the Jewish people. Oh, we believe and they believe. No way. There's worlds of differences. Ve'yesh lohem deyois zorois ve'nefsodois ma'oid ma'oid. They have all kinds of mistaken, wrong types of beliefs in their faiths. U'befrat ha'philosophim v'amachakrim, especially the philosophers and the scientists, shenovoichu b'deyois rois ma'oid, who have gone totally off course in a very, very big way. Al yidei sherotzu likonois b'yedias protius, beloi kedusha v'tahara, beloi toiru mitzvahs. Rav Nosson Zal, in one sentence here, defines what their mistake is. What's the difference between these intellectuals, lahavdol, the intellectuals, the religious intellectuals, the talmidei chachamim, the tzaddikim, versus lahavdil, the other intellectuals, Jewish philosophers and scientists and those. The difference is that the philosophers and the scientists think that it's possible for them to understand theology, to understand religion about Hashem, about creation, without holiness, without purity, without Torah and mitzvahs. V'hei mishukoyim b'tayvoseim. So therefore, they are steeped in their materialism, in evil, wrong desires, desires for women, illegal, illicit desires for women, and other garbage, ushar tayvos, v'roitzim lachkor belokus. And they want to delve into, they want to understand Hashem. They think you're allowed, it's two different things. How I conduct myself, Aristotle, Yemach Shemo, if I'm not mistaken, once said something like this, that I can be an animal on a physical level. His students once walked in on him in his house, and they saw him doing disgusting things, and they were shocked. So he said, what are you surprised? It's two different things. I can be an animal at home, and in the university, I can be a big thinker, you know, I can be a professor. It's no contradiction. They don't know that it is a contradiction. When it comes to secular subjects, it might be possible. When it comes to Hashem, religion, theology, any person, no matter how smart he is, who's going to use just his mental capacity without purifying himself properly, without kedusha, tahara, toiro, mitzvahs, and working on himself to overcome his desires, will not get it. Alkein, therefore, nisu v'novoichu b'kfirois gedoilois. That's why they drifted off the path, and they've gotten involved in all kinds of denial of Hashem, atheism, u'bishtusim harbe moed, and all kinds of foolishness and nonsense. Ki i'efsher lichnois b'shum hasoga v'yediyah proteus, because it is impossible to achieve, to enter into any detailed understanding about Hashem, kiyim al yedei kedusha v'tahara v'kiyum ha-toyra v'amitzvos u'prishus mitai v'soylem hazeh. Other than if a person achieves first holiness, purity, fulfilling the Torah and mitzvahs, and being able to remove himself as much as possible from the materialistic desires and lusts of this world. And this obviously also defines a tzaddik or defines a rabbi. When a person is looking for someone who's going to advise them regarding Hashem, regarding religion, here again, the fact that a person knows more pages and has studied deeper don't make him a tzaddik yet. That's not a tzaddik. There's a pasuk that the Gemara in Chagiga quotes. The pasuk says, "Ki sifsei kohen yishmeru das, v'toyro yevakshu mipihu, ki malach Hashem tzvokosu." From the on the lips of a priest, are found das and Torah. You will seek from his mouth because he's an heavenly angel. And the Gemara says right there, if the rabbi is like a heavenly angel, seek Torah and Das from his mouth. If he's not like a heavenly angel, no matter how smart, no matter how good a memory is, no matter how deep a thinker he is, keep back 2,000 feet. Stay far away, because he's not qualified to teach religion. Smartness alone, attending the deepest university and advanced classes in religion, don't make you a religious person yet, and certainly don't make you qualified to teach religion, chas v'shalom. Paragraph Yutes. Nimtza, we see therefore, shetorah shebichsav, torah shebalpeh, heim bebechinas yediyah bechlal, yediyah beprat, that the written Torah versus the oral Torah is similar to the concept of recognition of Hashem on a general level versus recognition of Hashem in specifics. V'zeh bechinas nigla v'nistar. And this is also referred to sometimes as the revealed portion of the Torah versus the hidden portion of the Torah. Torah shebichsav, the written Torah, is that which we were allowed to write, that which is written down, revealed. He bechinas nigla, bechinas yediya bechlal. That's speaking about Hashem in general terms. Shezois hayediya tzrichen legalois lechol bnei adam migodol v'katan. That awareness and recognition of Hashem is something which we're allowed to and supposed to teach everybody, to enlighten everybody about. And to make known, to broadcast this message, Shehu Hayotzer, Hu Haboire, that Hashem is the creator, the one who created all the different worlds, etc. Vialkein Hatoira Shebichsav, Shenim Shachme Bechinas Yediyah Hazois, Nitno Lichtoiv. And that's why the written Torah, which comes from Yediyah Bechlal, that's why it's called the written Torah. That's why it was supposed to be written. Because this level of awareness and recognition of Hashem, we are permitted to put into writing and make it as clear as we can. That Hashem, the only one, the first one, the original one, created everything from complete nothingness. There was nothing whatsoever in existence before Hashem created. Kol ha'olam ha'maloyo, he created the worlds and everything in it. Yesh me'ayin ha'muchlad, as something being created from total nothingness. Shezeo b'chinas Torah shebichsav. That's what the written Torah is all about. Shemascheles, and it begins with that. The Torah begins with Bereshis Bora Elokimis Hashemayim V'Soretz. In the beginning, Hashem created heaven and earth. Utzrichin Lekosvo Daika. And we're supposed to put that in writing. Kedei Lahamshich Ha'oras Hayidi Azois L'toich Bechinas Asiya. In order to bring that awareness, that recognition of Hashem into the Olam Ho'asiya, into action, into the physical world. Shezehu ho'ikar, that's the most important thing. Lahamshech ho'emuna hashlema, shehi b'chinas yediya bechlal, ad ho'asiyah begashmias. To be able to bring this complete faith in Hashem, this pure, simple faith in Hashem, which is referred to as yediya bechlal, to bring it down, down, down to this world, to the earthlings, to the asiyah hagashmi. Shehi b'chinas k'siva b'yodayim. And that's why that we put in writing, we write it with our hands. The hands represent gashmias. The Gemara says, yodayim askonias hands. The hands are busy. Shehim b'chinas asiya. They are the creativity of the person. Shayidei k'sivas ha-toyra mamshichin he'oras hayedi azois. So that by writing the Torah, we draw this level of recognition of Hashem, Shehi b'chinas ho'emuna shleima, which is pure, complete, simple faith, l'toycho asiya. We bring it down to the lowest level, which is called asiya. Shezehu ikar kavonas brias kol ho'ilomois. This was the real intention that Hashem had in creating all the worlds, Shekulam loynivru kim bishvil ho'ilam hagashmi azeh. All the different worlds, the world of the angels, the worlds of the throne of Hashem, Atzilus, was all created only for this world. It's all about this physical world, which is the bottom one on the totem pole. Kidei sheyedu gam bo'ilam hagashmi azeh miyichudoi velikus yisbora. That even in this lowly, physical, materialistic world, there should be recognition and acknowledgement and awareness of Hashem. Shezehu ikar kavonas habriya. This was the real main intention in the creation. Kamuva besforim, as is brought in the Tanya and in all the other sforim, who speak about that Hashem wanted to make a modor batachtoinim. That even though he's very, the angels and all of that, that's all cool. It's very cool. They're great guys. They're special. But there's nothing as special to Hashem when Hashem is able to reach down to this physical, materialistic world, and from here should come forth recognition and acknowledgement of Hashem. So that's the Torah Shebichsav. That's Yediyah Bichlal. Aval Torah Shebalpeh, hi bechinas nistor. Whereas the oral Torah, we don't broadcast as much as we broadcast. The written Torah is available for the Goyim, even Lahavdil. But the Torah Shebal Peh, hi bechinas nistor, that's referred to as hidden, bechinas soidois ha-Torah, which contains in it the secrets of Torah. Bechinas hasogas elokus, shemasigin hatzadikim hashleimim, kol chad kifuman ha-meshar b'libe. The Torah Shebal Peh is the understanding of Hashem that all the highest level tzaddikim, Rabbi Akiva, Ravashi, Abaye, Rava, these great tzaddikim, were zeiche to achieve an understanding of Hashem, each and every one of them on their own level. She'elu ha-hasogois i'efsher le'kosvon klal, whereby that level of understanding of Hashem is something that's impossible to put in writing, to put into words. Vafilu balpeh i'efsher le'daber mihem, and a lot of it cannot even be spoken about. Ki im achar hislapshus bekamo levushim v'tzimtzumim, unless it's first brought down and sugar-coated in all kinds of garments to hide the light, to block the to tone down the brightness of a light to a level that we can relate to it. She'oz efsher lapeh legalois remez mehem mipeh loizen lechocham umeven bedaitoi. Whereas we're talking about the secrets of Torah that are found in the Torah Shebal Peh, it's only after it's watered down and brought down thousands of levels that then it's possible for the mouth to reveal hints of it, little bits of it, which is just from mouth to mouth, from mouth to ear, and only to a person who's qualified to understand it, to receive it. A chocham umeven bedaitoi, as the Gemara says in Chagiga, page 11. K'mo yisham Rabbi Seinazal, as the Gemara says there, v'loi b'merkovo liyochid. And when it comes to the secrets of the throne of Hashem, there you're not even allowed to share it with an individual, unless he classifies, unless he's considered mamashe chacham, and one who's capable of understanding on his own. Not a beginner, not an intermediate, a very advanced student. That's the real essence of the Torah Shebal Peh. It's a very high level understanding of Hashem. umachmas shekol bechinas hatorah shebal peh nimshach mebechinas yediyah zois, and because of the fact that all aspects of Torah shebal peh come from this yediyah beprotius, which is very complex and very deep, alkein osur lichtoiv kol Torah shebal peh. That's why in the beginning it was forbidden to write down any of the Torah shebal peh. Because the Torah Shebal Peh comes from a level of understanding which we can't put into writing and speak about it to everybody, other than giving it in hints, little hints, like the Mishnayos, which are so short, so brief. A person learns a Mishnah, it's three words. And in those three words, the Gemara expounds 20 pages that's hidden in those three words in the Mishnah. Paragraph Chaf. So this is how it used to be. It used to be that no aspect of the Torah Shebal Peh was allowed to be written down. It was only passed down from rabbi to student to qualified students. We're talking about students like Abaye and Rava, Rav Huna, those that level students, they were the ones who were being taught the Torah Shebal Peh. Aval achar churban habayis, however, after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, betoikiv hisgabrus, the second Beis Hamikdash we're referring to here, betoikiv hisgabrus hagolus, and the exile took on a very severe level of oppressing the Jews. Hitiru chachameinu zal lichtoiv Torah shebal peh. Our rabbis gave permission to write down what was originally the oral Torah, mishum eis laso es lashem heferu Torah secho. And the Gemara speaks about this in Gittin, page 60, that they based it on a pasuk which says that there are certain emergency situations where we have to do something for Hashem, which involves putting aside some of the requirements in the Torah. Just like we know, chas v'shalom, a person is deathly ill or a suffek pikuach nefesh, we put aside Shabbos, we put aside kashrus, we put aside whatever it takes to save that person's life or to make sure that they're not in that level of danger, we do. Ki betoikev hagolus hisgabra hasitrachra, because as the golus became more and more dark, the exile, the sitrachra, the forces of tuma, became so powerful, ad shehischilu hu apikursim lehispashet bo'olam b'deyoseim horois, to the point where those people who deny Hashem, they don't believe Hashem, started spreading throughout the world with their false ideologies, with their false opinions and beliefs. Ad shekamo migedoyle Yisrael nilkidu barishtam, to the point where many leaders of the Jewish people fell into their trap, v'holchu bedarkei chakiroseim, and started following their path, Greek philosophy, Greek secular ideologies, and secular styles of analyzing the Torah. V'gormu mashegormu, and they caused, these Jewish leaders who fell into that trap, ended up bringing upon themselves what they brought upon themselves, ula hadoyrois haboyim achreim, and caused tremendous damage to the generations that followed them. Ubifrat achshav, Rav Nosson Zal says, especially today, he's writing almost 200 years ago, 150 to 200 years ago, Sheroyin, when the reform movements was getting started. It started in Germany and was now being brought over into the Ukraine and into the Soviet Russia. Sheroyin mashenitzmach miseh, where we see what has resulted from going that path, going the secular path, trying to mix secular culture with Judaism. Hashem yisborach yochus aleinu me'ato, may Hashem have pity on us from now. Ukvar dibarnu mizeh kama pomim. Rav Nosson Zal says we've spoken about this already many times. Ach im hoyomoyil, mashenedaber oid mizeh. However, if it's going to help, that we're going to speak about it again, Hoya Kedai, it's worth it. Shekol mi shenogea yiras Hashem baliboy, so that any person who has a little bit of fear of Hashem and respect for Hashem, Yitzak al ze tomid me'erev ad boiker, will scream about this, will protest this from night to morning. Ula harchiv hadibur bepivu biksav alofim verivavoy sirios, and to broaden, to expound on this orally and put it in writing, thousands and tens of thousands of pages. Lahazir esom, to warn the nation. Levilti negoya biktse hasama moves hazeh, not to go near this deadly poison, hamar, which is bitter, vahazor, and which is strange to our, it's foreign to our religion, sheldarke sifrei hamachakrim, that's found in the books of these philosophers, even Jewish philosophers. Rav Nosson Zal says now, ach yodati, however I know, kimi shenisibaze, that those that have fallen into this, those that have started studying those kind of books from these rabbis, where their teachings are based a lot on Greek philosophers and other things, lo yoyilu lo itvorai, my words will not help them, v'lo divrei rabim ugdoilim mimeni, and not the many words of rabbis who are much greater than me, Rav Nosson Zal writes, Hamazhirim alzeh moed moed, who warn about this in very serious terms. The Rishonim, the Rashba, other great leaders who lived during the time of the Rambam and some other rabbis who went that route. And they wrote very clearly in this forum that this is a terrible mistake and a terrible tragedy. Kimavura bekama vekama sforim kidoshim, kama ashoros alzeh, bekama lashonis belishir. As we find in many of the holy books, we find many warnings about this in all different kinds of ways. Achmi yucha lehisapek mi litzoy kal tzora kazois. But Rav Nosson Zal says, which Jew can contain himself about this terrible tragedy? Ubifrat achshav, especially now, he was talking in his time, when some of these guys, the originators of the reform movement, had come over to the Ukraine Soviet Union and made contact with the Soviet government, which were total atheists, and they joined forces together to try to force the religious Jews to introduce secular education into the yeshivas, to try to drown the Gemara, to try to make fun of the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch. They knew that by introducing all of this secular stuff, what it'll do is, you know, the Gemara becomes archaic, and it becomes, and this will replace Yiddishkeit, Rachman al-San. Sheposeso ha-mispachas ha-zois b'avaneseinu o-rabim, where this terrible plague is spreading, unfortunately, due to our many sins. Asheloihoiso kazois mimei kedem, where there was nothing like this ever before. Umi yoidea ma yoiled yoim. And Rav Nosson Zal says, who knows where this is going? Who knows where? Rav Nosson Zal doesn't say that it's going to lead to a 90% assimilation in the reform and conservative and reconstructionists and boo-boo-goo-goo, or all the different, all the new forms of Judaism that they invented, the level of assimilation, marrying non-Jewish women, non-Jewish men, men marrying men, and all this trash, what all of this was the result, started out that way. As Rabbeinu Zal spoke about this in Chaim Oran, paragraph 417, Oy vavoy, Rav Nosson Zal says, woe is to us, she'einonu choshvin klal b'shvil boneinu v'doiroseinu, eich lahatzila mimayim hazeidoinim horoim o'ela, how we're not concerned at all, we're not worrying about our kids and the generations to come, how we're going to save them, how we're going to rescue them from these terrible tumultuous waters, horoitzim lishtoif esoilim chazashom, which want to flood the Jewish world. Shehem darkei halimudim horoim shel chochmois uleshoinois ufilosofia. These are the terrible path of those people who are trying to force a secular education into the Jewish schools of languages and philosophy and all the other things. And the things that counter and contradict religion are growing by the day, are expanding. What are we going to do? What are we going to be able to do for our kids and for other generations to come to save them from this? Therefore, Rav Nosson Hall says, at times, we must speak about this. Now, even though there are so many other sforim spoke about it already, rabbis bigger than me, Rav Nosson Hall says, despite that, I still feel the need at times to talk about this. Why? Leman yihia lemeshiv nefesh, lo'oison haksherim, asher libem doval ze, so that it'll be a little bit of a consolation and a support for those religious people who are disturbed by this, who recognize that this is a problem. This isn't the solution to the Jewish problem. This is the Jewish problem. And those idiots who think they're going to solve the economy of Eretz Yisrael and all the other, they're going to solve it by forcing, integrating secular studies and replacing Torah and mitzvahs with that. Wait till they find out. Wait till they find out. The reason why we're speaking about this, the reason why we're writing about this is so that those religious people who recognize this threat will be strengthened in their emunah through our words. And we'll be able to stand up like steel barriers and walls of copper against Kol hakomim alim, against all those who oppose us, lahamshicham chas v'shalom yiderach emes, who are trying to draw our youth away from the true path, asher dorchu bo yavoseinu moilam, which our forefathers went on. V'gam kulei hai v'ulai. And Rav Nosson says, after everything we're writing, after everything that's written in all the sforum, and after all the yelling, maybe yishmu, maybe they'll listen, V'yashuvu echod mehem, me'oison shehischil lipo ilamatsoida rosh al darchem orem. And maybe we'll be able to save one of those people who have started falling into that trap, chas v'shom, of leaving original, authentic Judaism and going for these other things, a more modern, conservative, reform, bugu-bugu approach, all the different levels. And it's because of the severe bitterness of this long exile that we're in, that it's so tough. What are we talking about the exile? Shehem hakfirus vahapikursus shezgabru. The fact that religion has fallen so far down. There's so much denial of Hashem and false beliefs, all kinds of stuff. Sheze ikar golus hashchino knes Yisrael. That's really what the term exile is all about. It's not that we don't live in our land, and some of the original Zionists thought, well, let's flip a coin. We'll pick Uganda, we'll go to Uganda, we'll set up a Jewish state in Uganda. Who says it's got to be here? Who says it's got to have anything to do with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? They were with the fossils. They were with the dinosaurs. Who needs them? We can make a modern Jewish state in Uganda or in Las Vegas. Go to a nice sunny place where you can have all kinds of good stuff. That's the real Golus Hashchino Knesset Yisrael. Shemishom Nimshach Hashikha. And that's what caused the forgetting, Chas V'Shalom. Ki ikar hashikcho nimshach mebechinas kfirus, ki mevora ba'atoyra eila mishpotem emuna. Rabbeinu Zal says in chapter 7 on Likutei Moharan that the real forgetting, the forgetting of the Torah and forgetting about Hashem, etc., comes from a weakening in emuna. When the emuna becomes weaker, when the apikursus and kfirus become strong, people end up forgetting their roots. They end up forgetting the oral Torah, the written Torah, everything. Al kein hitiru chachomeinu zal lichtoiv gam Torah shebal peh. And that's what forced the rabbis to change the rule and to allow us to write down even the oral Torah. Kedei shelo tishtakach ha-Torah mi-Yisrael. Because they know if we don't write it, chas v'shalom, the golos is so strong that the Torah chas v'shalom will be forgotten completely. Ki kol ma shehagolos nimshach yoyser. Because the longer that this exile continues and the more severe it gets, hu somuch lebias Moshiach b'yoyser. We're getting closer and closer to the coming of Moshiach. The kol ma shesomuch yoyser lebias Moshiach. And as we get closer to the coming of Moshiach, Nizgalin Sisrei Torah Yoiser, the secrets of Torah, the Torah Shebaal Peh, is being opened up more and more. It's being written down and revealed more and more. We know that, again, up until 20, 30 years ago, the oral Torah, Shas Bavli, Shas Yerushalmi, was out of bounds for English speakers. Most people who spoke only English didn't know Hebrew, didn't know Aramaic. 90% of the Torah Shebaal Peh was secret for them. It was a hidden secret. They had no contact. The time came, Hashem broke it open, and the rabbis understood, leading Orthodox observant rabbis, that it's even permitted to translate the Gemara into English, into French, into different languages, to make, because there's hundreds of thousands of Jews, which if they have only the Chumash in English, they're out. They're going to marry Spanish and Portuguese. They're going to leave the Yiddishkeit completely unless we reconnect them with the Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's what made it possible. Again, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi allowed to write down the Mishnah and Gemara in Aramaic and Hebrew. We're further in Golos. We're getting closer to the coming of Mashiach. It's getting darker spiritually. It's going to another level, where Shas, Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, all the Sforim being put into English. And then taken to another level, where the Zohar HaKadosh, the Tikkuni Zohar, different commentaries that we had up until recently, up until 20, 30 years ago, where even with the commentaries, it was available only to 1%, 2%. A rabbi came along 20, 30 years ago here in Yerushalayim, Rabbi Daniel Frisch, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, who wrote, put together a commentary, Mosoik Midvash, Sweeter Than Honey, which is a composite of the 10, 15 traditional, proper commentaries of the Zohar HaKadosh, made easy, simplified, and clarified tremendously. And suddenly, you have today maybe a few hundred thousand Jewish homes and synagogues that have the Zohar HaKadosh, which never had it because they knew nobody's going to. And now, all over the place, people have it because they know it's becoming more and more accessible. As is expounded on a lot in the writings of the Arizal and the rabbis who came after him, shekulam heviu rayos chazokos amitios me'azor kodesh vatikunim, all of them have brought clear, powerful, true proofs from the Zohar Kodesh and the Tikkuni Zohar, Shebesoif Hayomim, that as we get towards the end of the line, as we get closer to the coming of Moshiach, Nizgalin Sisrei HaTorah Harbe, secrets of Torah that were unavailable to big rabbis in previous generation are becoming available to kids like us. V'alkein Hitiru Lichtoi V'gam Lahatfis Kol Sifrei HaZohar HaKadosh V'Tikunim. And that's why they permitted publishing, printing the entire Zohar HaKadosh, the Tikkuni Zohar, V'gam Kol Kisvei HaRizal, all the writings of the Arizal, Shehem Sisrei Rozei HaTorah, which are the real deep, deep secrets of Torah, Sheloi Nitnu Lihigolos B'Yomim Kadmoinim, which in earlier generations were not permitted to be revealed, Kimavura besforim barichus, as is explained in the Sif Sforim of the Mikubolim and the Chasidim, they explain exactly how it was and how it is and why. Ki Hashem Yisporach makdim refua lamaka, because Hashem prepares the cure before the plague, before the illness. Because of the fact that Hashem saw that there's going to be such apikursis and such reshoim in the world. Imagine the level of lunacy, legalizing men-to-men marriages, that the President of the United States is not ashamed, is not embarrassed to publicly give public recognition to this kind of trash, which 100 years ago they put him in jail. They put him in jail or a mental institution. And today he's wearing a tie with the American flag, and it isn't a shame and embarrassment to talk like that. Sheyirtzu chas v'sholom lohitzias Yisroel min adas chas v'sholom. And these apikurs min rishom are going to want to take the Jews out of Yiddishkeit, out of their religion. K'moy hakat horo shohisa, like this evil group, shohisa batchila beBerlin, which started out in the city of Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N, that wonderful country, and the surroundings. V'acharkach nispashto hanega miyoim liyoim. And then from day to day, the plague is spreading. At shezeh somech, to the point where Rav Nosson Zal says recently, bo bigvuleinu bavanes rabna. They've entered into our neighborhoods. They're coming into our towns, into the Pale of Settlement, into the Ukraine, where the tzaddikim, the most religious Jews, live. Ve'emidu beis pesel umasecha, and they put up one of their institutions, one of their churches, one of their temples, they call it, temple. Al pi atzas horosho, roish hakesher horazeh, based on the guidance of their leader, this evil Russia, she'osur lahaskiroi b'shem Yisrael. Rav Nosson says, we're not allowed to call him a Jew. Shmoy yimochem en oila, may his name be erased from the world. Ukiyotze bohem rabim, and many others like him. So because of the fact that Hashem foresaw all of this, al kein hikdim Hashem yisporach refu alamaka, therefore Hashem prepared the cure, the antidote, before the plague. Ukvar hoyu tzadikim noiroim koelu, and the Jewish people we've already had such awesome tzaddikim bo'ilam in the world, shegilu soidois noiroim bo'ilam, who revealed such incredible secrets in the world, v'himshichu hisgalus elokus bo'ilam, and they brought the revelation of Hashem, of spirituality, into the world, at shekamo nistorois nasu niglois, where tons and tons of Torah, which was originally called hidden, has been revealed by these great tzaddikim, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Arizal, the Baal Shem, all of these great tzaddikim. Vaideze nischasko ho emuna beyoyser veyoyser. And you know what it's really all about? You know what all of those books are really all about? It's not about hocus pocus. It's not about advanced algebra, gematrios. What it's really all about is strengthening the Jews' faith in Hashem. That's what Kabbalah, that's what the secrets of Torah are really all about. That when a person studies this and sees how deep Hashem really is, all the other nonsense that's being presented in the secular world, the secular wisdoms, all of that, looks like kindergarten in comparison to the truth about religion, the true essence of what religion is all about. Ki hatzadikim, because the tzadikim, kol ma shemasigin yedios protius yoser, the more that they advance in their detailed knowledge of Hashem, you know, in Torah Shebaal Peh, all of that, heim choizrin v'shovim el haklal yoser v'yoser. They keep going back to the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokein, Hashem Echod. They keep going back to increasing and improving their simple, pure faith in Hashem, in the Torah. U'mechazkin esu emuna klolius b'yoser. They get stronger and stronger in their general faith, in their faith in Hashem, in their faith in Eretz Yisrael, in their faith in tzaddikim, in holy places. However, the level of understanding and recognition of Hashem that these great tzaddikim have is way beyond us. And it would be impossible under normal circumstances for us to be able to receive from them anything other than little tidbits, tiny hints, because we are nowhere near on a level to be able to share their knowledge, their wisdom with them. Aval achshav, that's a couple of hundred years ago. Aval achshav, but now, kvar hoyu tzadikim noiroim koelu, they have already been to the world, such awesome, great tzaddikim, sheyogu v'torchu v'avdu es Hashem b'yegiyas gedoyles moed moed, who struggled and worked and killed themselves to serve Hashem with incredible, incredible effort, at shezochu lahasig hasoga salkus betachlis shleimus hasoga, to the point where through their struggle they were zeche to achieve the highest levels of understanding of Hashem that they possibly could, betachlis hamayla, on the highest levels, at shezochu letzamtzem hasogoy sehem bidrochim nifloim v'nayroim, and as a result of going so high, they achieved the ability to know how to bring it down, to be able to shrink it and bring it down in incredible, incredible ways, to the point where they're able to share with us and to bring us into their deep, deep levels of understanding of Hashem. And through this, they were able to introduce pure, real, solid, complete faith in Hashem to the Jewish people, and to strengthen the faith. Because the more that the Torah Shebaal Peh becomes stronger and stronger, the more people are studying the oral Torah better and deeper and more, nishachazek yoyser veyoyser b'chinas hayidiyah v'emunah klolis. That strengthens the general level, the broad faith in Hashem, shubchinas Torah shebichsav, which we compare to the written Torah. V'alkein, and therefore, tzrichin achshov, tzrichin lichtoiv hakoil. Nowadays, we have to write everything. We put everything in writing. Ki kol ha-hasogois v'achidushim shemechadshin kol Yisrael haksherim, because all of the understanding of Hashem and all the new revelations in Torah that the truly religious people achieve, shehem b'chinas Torah shebal peh, which are all included in that umbrella term of the oral Torah. We mentioned that in the Ten Commandments, it begins with the words Vayedaber Elikim es kol hadvorim ho'ele. Hashem said all of the following words. And the Medrash says, what do you mean? He should have said he said the following. I'm saying, what's all of the following? That this comes to teach us that everything that Moshe Rabbeinu and every rabbi after him for thousands of years later would teach the Jewish people was all given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. It's all part of that Torah Shebaal Peh, which was given by Hashem to the Jewish people. Kulam tzrichim lekololam tekef betoch Torah Shebiksav. All of these, all this knowledge and the revelations that all of these rabbis, that all the generations are coming up with, all has to be plugged into the written Torah, lechazek esu'emuna, in order to strengthen the faith of the Jewish people, lahamshich chizuku emuna b'toich b'chinas asiyah, to bring encouragement and strengthen the emuna in this physical, on the lower, to the lowest levels, in the level of asiyah, shubichinas ksav, which meant put it in writing. Put it in writing. No, not just talk. Talk is, it's up in the air. No, make it physical, make it concrete, make it tangible. I need to be able to see it in front of me. I need to be able to hold it in my hands. Ki achshov yesh lonu yecholas lazeh. Because now we have this ability, al yedei hatzadikim hagdoilim shekedamonu, based on the great, great tzadikim who preceded us, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who wrote the Mishnah, Ravina Ravashi, who wrote the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his students, who wrote the Zohar HaKodesh, the Arizal and his students, who wrote their writings, and all the tzaddikim subsequently, she'osu tikunim ko'ele, whereby these tzaddikim made such incredible tikunim, they made such great accomplishments and achievements, she'nucha laham she'prinas Torah Shebaal Peh, b'chinas soides ha'Torah, in order to enable us and allow us to take the oral Torah, which is the secrets, and bring it into writing, shubchinas nigla, which means revealing it. Kedei lahamshich chizuk emuna. And again, what's the real purpose? The real purpose is to draw new strength and new energy into the faith of the Jewish people, behizgalus niflo, in a wonderous revelation, lechol boi olam, to everybody in the world, lemandas kol amehoretz, ki Hashem olekim einoid, so that all nations of the world should come to realize that Hashem is the real deal, that there's only Hashem, no other. That's the real purpose. And we see, you know, we hear stories, I don't know if it's still going on today, but 20 years ago around, you heard that some of the furthest people from normalcy, we're talking about actors in Hollywood, Madonna and Badana, these people who went as far off the path, off the cliff, as a Jew could possibly go, the different ones, what were they able, when they were searching, what were they able to connect to? Kabbalah. They're looking for Kabbalah. They're studying Kabbalah, and again, unfortunately, there were certain people who were not qualified at all, who opened up Kabbalah centers to try to catch these fish in order to milk them, in order to get $1 million or $1 billion from them, etc., because they knew that this is what could attract them. That when a person is really far from Yiddish, from Hashem, the thing that can reach out to them is these secrets of Torah, the Torah Shebaal Peh, if it's done properly, if it's done by people who are authentic and real, etc., etc. But again, Rav Nosson Zal just explained to us why it is that in the past 100 years or so, we saw one major change during the time of Rabbi Yehuda Nosi, that permission was given at the end of hundreds of years of Tanoim, where everything was studied only orally, no writing down any Mishnahs, that Rabbi Yanasi changed the rules of the game completely, and suddenly we have Mishnayos and Brisos all in writing, and then the rabbis of the Gemara taking it to another level completely, because Mishnahs are bite-sized packages. A Mishnah is 3 lines, 8 lines. How much can you get out of that? How much information, how many secrets can you get if you're not? And then the Maroim took it to another level, and so on and so forth, to the point where we today have so much available to us in order to counter the trillions of gallons of darkness that's being spewed out by the Sitra Achra in all 36 flavors, in every single type and form, whether it's the iPhone or the Q phone or the video, or and the new gadgets and the new things and all the things that are trying to blot out Hashem, that are trying to cover the light with darkness. We'll hold it over here for now.